Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They're not smart enough to put a game plan together, period. Buttermilk biscuits. I'm so sick of Mark Sweeney's like a puke.
Buttermilk biscuits.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Kenny Payne struck out. He lost DJ. He's going to Kentucky. That's it. And we're going to suck.
And James Strebel.
It could really forget that, I don't know, John Calipari actually coached DJ Wagner's father at Memphis. They don't remember that. Who's closer to the son, Gramps or Papa? Probably Papa.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Vince Merrill, bro. He ain't no big dog, bro. He's a freaking chihuahua. Just bark, 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 no bite. Talking all that smack. Keep talking all that smack, bro. Keep talking all that smack. But you know what? Champions Classic on Tuesday. Hopefully we get that W. I'll try to talk to y'all after that. Other than that, Louisville still sucks. I'll let you boy.
Yeah, today's going to be one of those days. It's pretty damn easy around here, isn't it? It's going to be pretty easy, and here's the thing. I don't mean anything today. Today is all about Strebel. Today is all about James. Where you at, big guy? You better get here. You better get here. You better be dropping the kids off at the shady shell station on exit 2. You better be here. DJ Wagner commits to Kentucky. James Strebel, NIL, UK football. UK football. An absolute bunch of bums on Saturday. We'll get to Scott Satterfield. We'll get to Kenny Payne not knowing how to coach in the final couple seconds, the final minute of that game. We are absolutely loaded today. Travis Branham's going to join us at 4 o'clock. We will talk DJ Wagner. We will have some fun with it. At some point, I'm going to give you knuckleheads a little bit of a lesson or two. I sound like crap. I think my congestion has got worse since last Wednesday. I took 2 days off in which I basically worked the entire time, so that was a lot of fun. But we are here. It's 3:04. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Bring it on, everybody. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. This is where you react. In fact, when Strebel gets here, I'm opening up the phone lines, 267-9680. Because the big boy is going to roll in here, and he is going to hand it to you, and he totally deserves it. Jackie boy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and it is going to be a day, isn't it?
Hello,
it
is, ladies.
I mean, do we have enough to talk about? Like, I legit, here's what I have. I just left everything open except for Travis Branham, and I started with open with DJ and then quickly get to everything else, and the everything else, any of them alone, would be things that would warrant us leading with. I mean, Kentucky football is as big of an as a local embarrassment that I have seen in a long time. And if you keep Scangarello around, maybe even Yenzer, you don't care about your team. So we can dive into Kentucky football, an absolute mess. Louisville was close. Their defense played well at Clemson. The officials stunk because that's what they do in the ACC. But they lost, and we let them off the hook. And I mean, I haven't seen anyone mad today. Everyone's been, oh, well, you know, you'd be beat NC State. So that's what you think of your football program. That game's coming up. Malik was injured. He was more injured all week. They tried to play it the other way, and now he's even more injured. So that is out there. Kenny Payne doesn't foul down the stretch. Louisville's losing. They're 0-2. Wait until they play somebody. Wait until they play somebody who can actually rebound a little bit with them. I mean, Bellarmine's got me, Jack, and Louis Rabeau out there playing for him. So we can dive into that. What else are we missing, Jack? Is there anything else? Oscar Tshiebwe sounds like he's going to be playing Tuesday night against Michigan State in the Champions Classic. So we're locked and loaded. How you feeling, big guy? You feeling good?
Oh, I feel great. We got a medley ready to go, which I think you mentioned that as well. There's about 8 hours worth of sound from the UK post-game show on Saturday.
My God. Kentucky football fans are pissed. By the way, wasn't SportsCenter supposed to break this?
Yeah, then they never tweeted it.
And then it ended up being Joe Tipton of On 3.
They teased it for four hours, and then Tipton scoops them in.
Yeah, what are they doing? Huh? I mean, I even reached out to Paulie B. I'm like, okay, at 3 o'clock, are you guys going to be doing, like, what? Like a Q&A? Are you going to have a Zoom? Are you going to have a Periscope? Is there going to be, what was the other one, Jack? Is there going to be a Periscope? And DJ Wagner and Paul B. and Cardi or somebody are going to be talking to each other about his commitment. I guess that's going to be at 3:30. DJ Wagner commits. Obviously, we have known for quite a while now that this is the way that it was going to go. And Jack, I mean, quite frankly, it hasn't been talked on the radio station at all today, right?
No.
Rummage brought it up for a second. That's it. That's it. Okay. Well. I mean, some people. Some of you fans deserve to get it, and I got a bunch of you. I got screenshots. I got your numbers, I got your messages, and we'll read some of those as we go today. I don't know where to even start, Jack. Where do we begin with DJ Wagner? Because we need Strebel to be here for that.
We do need Strebel to be here.
Yes,
so we also need Strebel to be here to crush UK football.
Here's the thing with DJ Wagner. And I put this on Twitter, and I want to have my most fun with this today. Like, I want to have all, like I just want to have fun with it because it's funny in every single way. And it's not even because he went to Kentucky. It's just funny because of all of the nonsense. I mean, Michael McCammon still has a crystal ball at Louisville. We need to go. I mean, he did as of like 2 hours ago. So somebody's got to, we got to figure out why. Like, you got to remove him from the web from 24/7 if that's the case, right? Like, you can't, like, come on, man. Come on, man. What are we doing here? But here's the thing. It's not about being right. Gather around. Just like Kenny Payne says, it's not about winning or losing games. Well, it's sure as hell not about winning games. It's not about being right or wrong, Jackie Boy, on DJ Wagner. I was wrong. I sat here, Jack, for weeks, and I said they hired Pop Pop. They hired P-Pop. They hired Pawpaw, right? When they hired Milt, I followed, and I should have known this was wrong, because whenever you follow one of the local Twitter things, narrative, social media, they're always wrong. Louisville basketball, wrong. Scott Satterfield this year, wrong. Malik Cunningham this year, wrong. DJ Wagner, wrong. I mean, it's wrong. UK football, wrong. It's Kentucky and Louisville. It's wrong, 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 wrong. And so I should have known when everyone pivoted DJ to Louisville, I thought, oh my God, the kid's going to go to, it makes too much sense. And I was wrong. And Strebel was stubborn. And that's the number one thing, Jack, that he has going his way sometimes. That his stubbornness leads him to the promised land today. But some of you were mean and ugly. Some of you went after. Some of you were mean and ugly. And I know who you were. Oh, I got your videos, and I got your texts, and I got your screenshots. And today, eat it. So when Strebel walks in here today, not all of you. We've had fun with a lot of people. Our good friends at State of Louisville, for instance. Jack, we have a friendly banter with my man Ty Spalding or many others in the Louisville community that don't always have to be mean and ugly and that can enjoy the rivalry and the ridiculousness and the fact that Louisville will probably beat Kentucky in football this year to make it even more fun. And Louisville will beat, or Louisville will lose in basketball by 50 unless Chris Mack joins the team again and has the COVID excuse. But I'm telling you, some of y'all went too far, and today, take the L. And guess what? You took the L all offseason with who you didn't get, and that's why you're thinking, oh, Hersey Miller played pretty good against Wright State. And you're going to take the L in a few months with A.J. Johnson. Save that, Jack. Save that as well. So Kentucky sets itself up. The reaction then is what? This year, Jack, next year, John Calipari is going to have two golden opportunities to win the national title, to win his second, to win the second title the way that Rick Pitino did, to win the second the way that Tom Izzo and Jim Boeheim have not, cannot, we'll and never continue do. To chase, exactly, to win that second one. Cal's fighting it, and he's got two damn good opportunities. He's got this year. Oscar will be back. We'll see. I'm still with my man Louis Rabon. I'm a little worried. And you know what? You know what? He's got next year, too. The Kentucky team will be locked and loaded. They will have no excuses. They will add people through the portal next year. They will get guys, and I would imagine somebody, a couple guys, come back. And that's where we are. And right now, as we sit here today, it's been since, Jack, I'm going to put you to the test. It's been since when? Since when that these two teams have been further apart? Since when? It's been a while.
First thought is
Billy Gillespie. Where was Louisville when Billy Gillespie?
That was my first thought, because Billy Gillespie's second year, Louisville was the number one overall seed in the tournament and went to the Elite Eight, and Billy Gillespie was in the NIT.
There you go. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to come back and come up with a chart, Jack. I wasn't listening to you. A chart. We'll have to come back with a chart. And that's how far these two are away.
I'd say
from
that,
each other
that's
right
definitely
now.
One. You could say the 2013 year where Kentucky had Nerlens Noel and Louisville won the title.
But that wasn't a program.
Right.
Louisville can't beat Bellarmine or Wright State
right
now.
Right. I really get it. The answer to me is absolutely that last Billy Gillespie year.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
Because you knew the program Kentucky was in peril. And Kenny Payne, I think, will help bring it back. But make no mistake about this. This is egg on the face for U of L. Just say what it is. Kenny Payne struck out, and he struck out with DJ Wagner, and he hired Milt Wagner. That's what it is. Own it, hold it, that's what it is. And Kentucky got him today. And then, to compound things, Nolan Smith on Twitter today. We'll get to that later on. You might want to log off today as Kentucky gets the kid who everything was built on around here. Remember stealing Duke's roster? Remember going to get DJ Wagner? Remember, Aaron Bradshaw, he was on the dime of Kentucky on his visit. I mean, can you believe it? Yeah. It's okay being wrong. It's not okay being wrong, mean and nasty, all at the same time. And Cerebral's going to give it to you when he gets here, and we're going to have fun. And it's quite frankly scary how far the program's away. I don't know what – I mean, listen, Kenny Payne wants to create a culture. You know what it creates, a culture? Maybe if you foul a couple times down the stretch, you get a win. You get a win, you're 1-1. Maybe that helps create a culture, getting a win. Seeing the players being able to get a win. Maybe that helps it. But, man, we got a lot to talk about today, Jack. I'm going to have to figure out what tone I want to use, because there was, I mean, just quickly, the DJ Wagner stuff is out there, the difference in the two programs, the expectations. I mean, Scott Satterfield's going to win more games this year than Kenny Payne.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
I mean, you guys feel that, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, if he wins eight games, I'm including a bowl game in all of this, but if he wins eight games,
And he may not. He may not. So I might be wrong. But I feel like if I say, well, it's going to be 7 or 8 games. Well, you know, if you've lost to Bellarmine and you've lost to Wright State, go look at those rosters and then go look at what's coming up. Like, it means you're probably going to lose to Appalachian State, or at least it's going to be a close game, 50-50, something like that. And you go to the Bahamas, good luck. Or you go to Maui, good luck. So we will talk about this quickly on the other things, and then Strieber will arrive, and we'll set things off. 437-9680, it's the Take on ESPN 680. Besides DJ Wagner, the other things are as follows. I thought Saturday at Kentucky, the Vanderbilt game, was as much of a step back as a program could have. Without, you know, going through a massive rebuild slash coaching change like Kenny Payne is doing. Like many others around the country are doing basketball or football. If I say, okay, if I take that away, if I take that, the rebuild away, a coaching change, a guy has really cratered the program and now you got to bring it back, okay? Besides that happening, I thought Saturday was as low as you could get. It's like all of those times that, Jack, that we've said, well, Texas football is back. Texas football is ready to go. And then they aren't. And then they stink. And then they lose. And they lost again on Saturday. And what Kentucky football did, what Kentucky football did on Saturday was ensure that, number one, you've taken a step back that is monumental. Do not get me wrong. And number two, that not all these guys can come back. Not all these players that are playing specifically on the offensive line can be back. And all of these coaches, Rich Scangarello, cannot be back. That much is clear. And if you go back with status quo, you're pulling a New York Yankee and Aaron Boone. Only Jack Grossman understands that statement.
Yes,
I do. You're saying, we're just going to roll back with the same team, and maybe we won't get swept by the Houston Astros, even though we're going to get swept by the Houston Astros. That's what you'll be doing. Kentucky football hit a absolute bottom. They reverted back to the beginning. It's the first time since Mark Stoops lost to Vanderbilt in South Carolina since the beginning of his career there. And it's ridiculous. And they looked embarrassing. And they could not stop Vanderbilt on third down with a backup quarterback. Guess what? You can name him. Can you name anyone else on their roster? Maybe the running back, but Jack, I can't remember. It's been a long weekend. Right? I mean, offensively, it's embarrassing. And I don't want to hear from Mark Stoops. Oh, I got to sit down and figure out, my philosophy. Dude, you've been a coach for 10 years in college football. Like, are you following any of this? And then they launched the NIL today where, you know, they're trying to get people to give $50 a month, which Strieber's going to have to today. We're going to sign them up today. Big guy, you better get ready. We got the sign-ups ready, don't we, Jack? We're ready to go. We got a little Venmo.
That's a checkbook.
What'd you say?
Pocketbook.
Pocketbook. My God. Did your dad used to sell pocketbooks back in the...
I don't know. That's a great question, actually.
Pocketbook.
I will say, when I moved into my place in Bloomington, they gave me a checkbook, and I looked it up like, I'm never going to use this.
Oh, man. And then, I had a checkbook when I was, like, in high school. I had to balance a checkbook.
And then when we moved out of the place, buried underneath everything else on my desk was the checkbook, and my dad looked at me and said, why the hell didn't you use this? I was like, why would I ever need to use it?
So he didn't understand
it? He didn't understand that I didn't need
understand
to use it.
That's fantastic as well. Listen, I don't know where Kentucky goes from here because I don't trust your offensive line. I don't trust your offensive line coach. I don't trust Rich Scangarello. And I don't trust Mark Stoops to be able to figure it out on offense. Neil Brown probably get fired. You want Neil Brown back? I asked that. I'm not kidding. Neil Brown's going to get fired. They fired the AD that hired him, and Neil Brown stunk it up at West Virginia. I'm sure somebody somewhere considers him a good offensive mind, not me, but maybe somebody somewhere does. But Kentucky football is embarrassing, and they better be – Mark Stoops better be thankful that the NIL nonsense and the DJ Wagner nonsense is dropping on top of that. So, again, while we wait for Strieber, DJ in the news, Kentucky football – Let me go to Louisville basketball quickly. Jack, I know you're passionate about this. I don't know if you were at the game or not.
Oh, of course I was at the game.
That's what I thought. So I'll get your thoughts on this. This team, it not being about wins and losses, maybe Kenny Payne was trying to tell us something. But it's an iconic shot of the guy who drains the jumper, okay? And then Kenny Payne's basically bent over thinking, am I going to win a game? And here's the problem that Louisville basketball has. The problem that Louisville basketball has is I'm still waiting. It's two things, Jack. It's in season and out of season. Out of season, it's partially DJ Wagner. What am I hanging my hat on? Am I relying on AJ Johnson?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Is it AJ Johnson?
I mean, Isaiah Miranda, maybe?
Isaiah Miranda. I mean, come on. People don't think. I mean, there's not a lot of people. What if Travis Branham on at 4 o'clock that think that AJ Johnson. I mean, I'm going to press him on that because. I mean, am I going down this road where, yeah, Louisville's the leader, and then you got Texas, and we know Chris Beard just continually beats everybody out, especially Louisville. But what you saw on Saturday, there are two things. It's not all we're developing, and, like, you got to win while you develop a little bit. How is this team, Jack, that is full of guys who just went through what they went through and that Kenny Payne has been handling like their precious gemstones, like they're a glass ornament, like it's an ice sculpture for a fancy, swanky wedding. That's how the team has been handled for the last 6-7 months. And his coddling didn't work. And now he's 0-2 staring, I don't know how many losses, and how am I supposed to believe that any player on any team, when you keep taking losses, if it's in your professional life, if it's in your personal life, eventually it's going to get you down. Building ESPN Louisville, time after time, things were put in front of us that continually were like, how many times are we going to have to jump a damn hurdle? Can we have one thing go our way? And that's how you got to feel here. You go through the last year. You go through the last 2 years. But I mean, you go through 2 years ago with Chris Mack dealing with COVID like a buffoon. Like a buffoon. And then you go through last year. Okay? Jack, how am I supposed to believe if this team starts out 2-11 that anybody would be able to stick with it? Anybody, especially college kids. They needed to win Bellarmine and Wright State. They needed to win over the weekend to stop that feeling. Kenny Payne can say, well, you know, I gotta instill confidence. I gotta, you know, these guys are hurt. I agree with Mark Blankenbaker. They gotta stop being hurt or someone else has gotta be in the game. Sidney Curry should not be playing for U of L right now. He doesn't affect the game in any way. He's not a good defensive player. They went at him on the pick and rolls. He's an okay rebounder. But again, he's faced guys that look like me, Jack, Louis Rabeau.
That's going to change. How many rebounds does he have in two games? Seven?
What's that now?
How many rebounds does he have over the course of two
maybe
games?
Nine. Seven? Maybe nine.
I mean,
yeah,
I
and that's not
teams,
good enough.
That's not
no.
good enough.
No, no, it's trash. And Sidney Curry, I don't know if it's he's not in shape. I don't know if it's his, who said it's our mentals, man. Was that Marshawn Lynch? I don't care. I don't give a damn what
That's
it
exactly
is.
Exactly nine rebounds. By
okay,
way.
There you go. I thought it was 6-1, game 3 in the other. I
Correct.
Think it was 3
yes.
against Bellarmine, 6 the other night.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, he's not going to be good enough. So Kenny, let me get this straight to bring it all back around to DJ Wagner. And I'm giving Kenny all the time in the world. I'm just stroking him the way that so many want to. Okay, and there's a lot that have been, okay, where if you say anything, oh, I see what you're doing, you gave Chris Mack time and not Kenny Payne. Dude, who gave Chris Mack time?
Year two, they were
year
mad
two,
at him for losing to Florida State and Kentucky, back-to-back games.
Year two, people were pissed off. When he lost in the NCAA tournament to Richard Pitino, Jack, they lost the first game of the
epic
tournament that year. That was year one. That was year one. So stop it with the lame-ass excuse that, well, you guys gave Chris Mack time. Yeah, and I buried Chris Mack. We gave Satterfield time. Really? I've been talking about firing Scott Satterfield for 2.5 years. I mean, it's been the last 4 weeks since we've considered Scott Satterfield being around. Please. Kenny Payne was supposed to do two things. He was supposed to inject life into the team by recruiting, 0-for-1. Number two, he was supposed to have the big men ready. Are the big men ready? Hunley Hatfield looks like a nice player. He looks like a nice player. Is he standing out? Is he a first-round draft pick, Jack? Let's be honest.
No.
Sidney Curry is a bust right now. He is a bust right now. If he can't play, move him away. Do you understand what I'm saying? If he can't play, move him away. If he can't play, let's get your bleeping gear. Let's play some basketball. Because Sidney Curry against Bellarmine, okay, and against Wright State, should have had 12 points and 12 rebounds. Not 9 rebounds in 40 minutes. Please, get him out of here. Kenny Payne, Roosevelt Wheeler comes in the game. He's in the game, what, 42 seconds before he gets his two fouls, and then he's shipped out of there? Big's going to get better. Recruiting going to get better. That's what I asked today. So all of that is out there. Louisville fans seem relatively happy that they lost and their defense played well to Clemson. I mostly am with them, but there's the other like 25, 30% where I got to give you a little bit of a reality check that says, how injured was Malik Cunningham all week, where he looked like he was so damn damaged that he could not play on Saturday? And then he trips and he falls and he gets absolutely smushed. And that's where we are. All right, Jack, I Streamable's here. So what do we do? Hang on. I got his mic on. Do we do a quick break or do we let Big Dog eat a little bit here?
I think we got a break because we're not gonna go to break anytime soon if we let him get a taste.
Yeah, and we're not gonna take Paul B and Cardi sit down with DJ Wagner.
Right.
They could have done that at three o'clock. Now I don't care. Yeah. Now I'm done. Nick, you can dub that over there. Do you just want to say hi real quick?
Hello.
Oh, there he
Hi,
is.
Everybody.
He's coming at you. He's coming at you. Streeble, he returns your mean and ugly messages next.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You know what? It needs to be done. Jerry Eves! Jerry Eves! Jerry Eves! Jerry Eves! Jerry Eves!
Get that man a microphone! Let's go!
Right, let's go!
I love that.
And James Strebel.
Look at, there's Parrot! He heard it!
Yeah! Parrot! Jerry! Jerry!
Open the mic!
Jerry! 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 Jerry!
He won!
Jerry! Jerry won! Yeah! Jerry Eves!
Oh, man.
And all those people
that saw Pear just fly in.
He did.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I think Jerry's happy.
What's Jerry happy about? He's going to press conferences?
Being 0-2.
Being Jerry Eves.
Yeah, being 0-2.
Yeah.
He's thrilled about it.
Yes.
437-9680. Couple different reminders. Bellarmine back in action tonight. We'll have the pregame 5:45 right here. 6 o'clock tip-off on ESPN 680 105.7. Eagles and Commanders 7:30, 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. All right, it's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com and the ESPN ESPN Louisville app. We're hanging out today in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. Andy Sweeney, James Treble, Jack Grossman. He's here. So here's what I want to do. I don't know why today. I want to be transparent.
Yes.
With you not here right at the beginning, it makes me not in a bad mood. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
But it puts a, because you're the star, obviously, now with DJ Wagner, and we'll get to all of this. And you have fun with all of this.
Yes.
Okay. But, and I know they're out there chirping. Okay. Mm. And by the way, I got a screen printer who's gonna print off a couple shirts
for t-shirts. I can't wait to wear a t-shirt
with some old messages.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Yeah. I can't wait to wear one.
Wait until I tell you guys what I just heard on the phone. I got some information today, Jack.
It'll make you smile.
It'll make you smile.
All of it. I can't wait to wear all of it, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah, so I'm working behind the scenes on that, okay?
Yes.
So DJ Wagner, here we go. Go ahead, big guy.
Here's the thing. There's been three events in my life to where I just feel proud. I just feel happy. One, my wedding day. Proud and happy.
Oh, you're not going to put this
two,
up on your wedding day.
The birth of my children. Oh, Jack Grossman.
Wait a minute. Those are two different days, so you're saying Kellen.
Children. I put them all together. The birth together.
I don't know if they're all together.
They're all the happiest. I wish I had in my hand right now a bleeping Louis Rabeau cigar so I can light that and I smoke it and I blow smoke all in the faces of all you bums that called me nasty names on Twitter.
You want one? You want to do it in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios?
It's not most Louisville fans' fault. It's not even Kenny Payne's fault, even though Kenny Payne did what he tried to do and hired Milt Wagner, but it didn't work. But he threw the Hail Mary, Andy. He did, because if he would have done that, everybody would have said, why didn't you get Milt Wagner on campus? Why didn't you do that? He covered all his bases. It's to everybody else that couldn't look at logic and reason. Logic and reason. That's all you needed. Logically, why would DJ Wagner go to your program? It's in the pits. It stinks. Well, he could be a star. He can't be a star on this team.
Yeah, look at Al Ellis. He dropped 30 the other night.
He had 30 points.
He dropped 30 the other night.
DJ Wagner wants to drop 30 and lose with their two-man recruiting class with Caleb Glenn. I don't know who the hell else is in that class. Curtis Williams. I'm sure he's a fine player. But do you think he wants to be a part of that class? Or is he going to be a class full of monstars? Which one would you want? The Monstar class that almost beat Michael Jordan, or do you want to be in the two-man class? So that's one part of the logical reasoning for why DJ Wagner wasn't going to U of L. The other one, John Calipari don't miss when he goes up against Louisville. You hear me? He don't miss when he goes up against Louisville. Trey Lyles, Derek Willis, Marcus Teague, DJ Wagner, add them to the list. Add them to the Pantheon, the Mount Rushmore of cow spanking your booty in recruiting. Put him on there. That's another reason. And you all ignored it. And you know whose fault it is? It's not KP's fault. It's not the average fan's fault. It's all you big mouths that just want to be right. You so bad want to be in the good graces of Kenny Payne and Nolan Smith that you'll go out there and say anything.
And say anything.
And when you're wrong, I didn't say that.
It doesn't mean anything.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's not about me. It's never about being right or wrong. We are wrong on here all the time.
Absolutely.
In fact, it's better to be wrong because it fuels what we do. But the arrogance, and listen, we'll get into this. Kentucky football fits this bill as well.
100%.
We'll get you bums in a second, okay?
Yeah.
But the arrogance and the meanness and vileness and name-calling when you wouldn't bend the knee. Like, listen, I disagreed with Strebel, but I wasn't like, you're a fat slob. I was disagreeing. I kept trying to say they hired Pop. They hired Peepaw. They hired Milt Wagner.
All the things were falling into place.
That's how it seemed to me, and I followed the mob on this. I'm as wrong as anybody. I am as wrong, but it's that extra level when someone's so disingenuous that they can't be wrong and own it, that they gotta lie.
Yes.
And for those people, hold the bleeping L today. Absolutely. Not on DJ Wagner. Hold the L on how many of you thought that Scott Satterfield was going to get fired, and I try to make fun of Deb Brom. Hold that L as well. And while you're at it, Kentucky fans, hold the L on your football team.
It needs to be held.
Hold the L. Do you understand? All of you. That needs to be the name. That needs to be
hold
the name.
The L.
Me and Trim are going at you. I have had mucus in my body for 5 days. I was hoping to go to the casino and get away from work for just 2 days.
That's all you wanted.
I took 5 days all year. This is all I wanted.
Yes. Go casino, have a little fun.
Now I'm around
a
here.
Coors
I'm
Light.
All mucus up. Do you guys understand that? Hold the L today. Everyone hold the L.
It is an L-holding day. And look, I think I've said what I needed to say. I don't need to get on here and scream and shout. And again, if it was just Andy, if it was just DJ Wagner picks Louisville over or picks Kentucky over Louisville, and that was the end of it, I wouldn't have the anger, not the anger, but just the, I guess, the joy.
No, the joy throwing that I in have, their face,
just throwing it in their face. Like, normally you laugh at it and you move on, but this was extra sweet because, like you said, just the stuff that was said about me and other people in my life and all the ugliness that you all spewed out just because
we got the video, we got the audio, we got the screenshots.
Yeah, DJ Wagner is going to go
to this computer.
That's all I said. And I gave my reasons, and it was ugly and mean and nasty, and now y'all bleep yourself. That's what I'd like to say to you. Go bleep yourself. Every single one of you that came at me like that, what you get.
It's never been, it's been a long time since we've had the two programs this far apart.
No, it really.
And now it can close quick. The football programs, it closed pretty damn fast. But
it's unreal. I'm sitting there watching Kentucky football be generic and terrible against Vanderbilt. And the Wright State dude hits that shot. And I'm like, well, and at that point, Kentucky looked like they were going to win the game. It was like, well, all they had to do is hold off Vanderbilt. Andy.
One more time.
They'll
win like Missouri. Yeah. It'll be ugly.
It'll be ugly. You'll get the win. I won't feel good about it, but at least it's not an L. It's not a devastating loss. And I can laugh at Louisville a little bit.
Program changing.
Yeah, program changing loss. And I'll be able to laugh at Louisville a little bit. But Mark Stoops couldn't even deliver that for me. No, I couldn't even get that. They had Mike Wright lead a drive down their throat, Andy. They couldn't stop him. They couldn't pressure him. And then on top of everything else, you get the interception to win the game. I got Big Oxendine ripping a dude's helmet off to negate the turnover, negate the win, flag, L, you lose. Like all season long, things are going great, flag. Things are going great, turnover. Things are going great, Will Levis is dead. All these things happened.
267-968. Text wants to know, can we call in? Call in. That's
fine. Yeah.
Let me read text 437-9680. Texas says Sweeney has the Hunter laptop of Louisville blowhard pornography.
That's really good.
Texas says AJ Johnson's better than DJ. Yeah, and he's not going to Louisville either.
Yeah,
Texas says, that's fine. You're right. He'll be better than DJ at Texas or the G League. Texas says we need to go off on Louisville. I can't understand what that's trying to say. Texter says, feel like the majority of Louisville fan base knew that he wasn't coming. Guys, please. Yeah, now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, now you know. The last few weeks you've known.
Guys, I was getting texts.
Guys, what are we doing here?
I was getting texts on Thursday and Friday when Andy was out. I was getting texts from Louisville fans. I know you're a Louisville fan, so I thought like maybe it's Kentucky fans trolling. No, they are Louisville fans. I had texts from Louisville fans on Thursday and Friday saying, you're going to be disappointed on Monday, Ray. You're going to be disappointed on Monday. So, no, not everybody knew.
Where's that guy on Twitter who is like Ramon?
Ramon.
Ramon knows.
Yes.
And he told me that there was a done deal.
Yes.
That he was going to Louisville. Just the delusion
a lot of
that's
it.
Out there. Texas says getting DJ is not nearly as much fun with U of L being so bad. Well, I'll leave that up to you guys.
I disagree.
Texas says, I didn't think DJ was coming, but I never made fun of Rig.
Thank you.
Texas says, get us Rig. Texas says, secured.
It is secured now. Yes, number one class. Secured. It's been a while.
Texas says, who wants to go to your football team number one draft QB losing to Bum Vandy? Nobody.
Nobody.
Have you seen the recruiting class?
It's not good.
No one wants to go to Kentucky football.
It's in the 50s.
Some guy who's going to go to Cincinnati is like, I love that. Some four-star, he was going to Cincinnati, who Kentucky lost out on the first time. Yeah. They might have a shot here. He decommitted.
He did. I did
and
see
like
that.
These people are like, y'all know where to go. I'm like,
Have y'all seen this team?
I don't know. You might want to lay away from Kentucky and Texas A&M and focus your efforts somewhere else.
Just go to
like Florida State or something. Like, you'll be 8-4.
Yeah.
Mike Norvell sounds like this. He sounds like a little kid.
He does.
Come over here. Let's run the air raid.
The jet sweep.
With Mike Norvell, we're going to run the air raid.
He's fit for an older man. Not older man, but middle-aged man. He's
Texas says, what about Derek Willis?
That's right, Derek. Well, I added him on the Mount Rushmore of guys Cal got that Louisville wanted.
Texas says, is Streeple going to come in hot for Stoops? Oh, yeah.
I ethered Stoops for an hour and a half on Saturday.
Texas says, rigged like Sorry Wyatt, you're fifth on dad's list because of the class of 2013 high schooler LMAO. I mean, no offense, Streeple, but I mean,
they're all wrapped up in the
same. Zach did a little bit sound like that.
No.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
I mean, just a little bit.
That's not how I meant it.
If people were just listening, they would have thought
that
was a lie. They would have thought you had one kid.
I had one. I know. Yes, I just said the births of my children. So the birth.
I've been crying about Adidas for years. Keep crying. I mean, Adidas is funding the athletic department.
Yes,
you.
One of the reasons why you're getting all these
they're funding the program
is not because Adidas directly, because of Steve Clarkson and his relationship with Adidas, and they're sending players to Louisville. You should love Adidas for that reason.
Texas says, I drove 2 hours to watch the Cards lose a heartbreaker to Wright State. After the game, I wanted to go to Bear Nose for the first time to make me feel better. I hear the ads on your podcast all day. I asked George at Bear Nose if Jack Grossman eats at that particular one, and he said yes.
Well, how about that?
Of course I do.
George,
I've been known to venture to Bear Nose with George before I go to the Yum Center and watch Louisville lose to Wright State.
You were in there, Jack.
Oh, of course, Jack. I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10, not fouling, is what on your list?
You see, here's the thing. Because not fouling is inexcusable there. But with how fast it all happens, I understand a little bit how the players on the court could have gotten lost in the moment. So what really kills me is you turn the ball over. You have a timeout.
Call a timeout and settle everything down.
Gather the team together, calm everyone down, settle them down, and tell them, yo, we got 14 fouls. Let's use a couple of them.
It was unbelievable, man.
It was nuts.
You want to know my take is on that? Fouling is what they would do in the NBA.
Yes.
I thought Kenny Payne coached in the NBA. His excuse sounded like Calipari.
Well,
we want to get a stop there. Okay.
Yeah, you only get to stop fouling. You know what you do if you're in the NCAA tournament, which Louisville's a very long way from the NCAA tournament, but if you're in the NCAA tournament, you're in that situation, you foul. You know why? It gives you a better chance to win. This isn't like fouling up three where you can have all these different scenarios and all those things. You are two fouls under the limit. You have to foul there.
Yeah, it's absolutely unreal. It just the y'all were talking about it earlier, like Sidney Curry, like what's he doing on
you can't play him.
He can't.
Texas says Indiana basketball's back, and then they're going to lose to Xavier.
Friday.
Don't bring that in here. Not today.
Not IU today. Postgame show, 93.9 The Ville, Friday.
We don't need Xavier versus IU talk.
Not today.
No.
Texas says, how's the Stoop statue coming along?
Not.
Great.
Yeah.
It's just a brick statue.
John Clay retracted it with Issel today.
John Clay bent the knee to Issel. Come on, Clay. Don't bend the knee to Issel, Clay.
Oh, wow.
Dig in. Come on.
So he's on with Issel today?
He was on today. He bent the knee. Bent the knee to Louis, everything.
In fact,
John.
I've been told that Clay reached out to Issel to bend the knee.
Yeah, he did a little reach out.
He reached out to Issel?
He did the reach out.
Wow, sometimes when you're that wrong, you got to be – no one's reached out to me. Where's my reach out?
Well, we did have one person.
Who's that?
When we had John Fanna on, he told me if he was wrong, he'd have to come back on, and he'd take all the crow for it because he said that DJ was going to go to Louisville.
Here's the thing. I don't need to see John Fanta
not John
eat crow.
Fanta. Yeah, I That's don't mind fair. John Fanta.
I need others.
There's others.
Yeah, there's many others. John Fanta and his sweet voice can just go talk about Baylor's bigs.
Yeah.
Okay? They can just go talk about Baylor's bigs.
Yeah, he just made a prediction. That's all he did.
Texas says, no way Scangarello's back. I hope not. That guy's a bum.
They talked for hours, Andy. Yesterday,
about what?
Stoops and
about
Scangarello.
Barbecue. I mean, what the hell did those two talk about for hours about the offense? It's too late now. it's too late now, bro.
We're 11 games in, man.
You got Georgia next. They're gonna crush you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, bro. Last year, you had that great offensive line, and C-Rod could not run. You had to bring in Jutahn McClain because he was faster. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You don't give me we had an offensive meeting. Now you give it to me next week, leading up to the Governor's Cup to give your pathetic fan. I mean, come on. You guys are pathetic.
It was bad, man.
Showing up either on Saturday. The stadium was empty.
It was empty. There was nobody in there.
Stoops Moat. I knew it was going to be bad when DeAndre Square and a bunch of players before the game were like, please come out.
Come on, guys.
Please, please, please make it out there. Yeah.
What? I know we'll probably get to this later, but, I mean, just Stoops' tone after that game.
No, you haven't heard what he said today.
No, I haven't.
Street, but we'll play it for him.
Okay.
Hang on. I need to look at Avery sent a sound sheet.
Yeah, there was including the UK post game show and all the presser clips and everything else said today. There was over 85 clips today.
Oh my, Jack.
85,
Jack.
Well, 85? again, like 30 of them were like press conference clips and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, because there were a million pressers.
If I played Stoops one for you, you go through the window right now. I'm not going to. We're going to do that at 4:25. Yeah,
I'm already jazzed up anyway.
No, you go through the window.
Also, what time we want the medley for?
Oh, my God.
Oh, golly, we didn't even have the medley yet.
The medley's 13 minutes.
Yep.
13-minute medley.
Samson, let's just take a couple calls.
Samson,
fire away. Talk to Rig, 267-9680.
What's up, fellas? I just came here to give my L today, but we're going to be getting a lot more of those with basketball season. But I will say, Streebs, I'm ready to hand you your L, man. I think you guys are going 1-4 in the last five games of football. I got to soak it in because after football season, we ain't going to have too much to really talk about when it comes to Louisville basketball, other than how many losses they're going to rack up, I think. So it's going to be as a Louisville fan, man, like, I really didn't think we were going to get Wagner. I bought into that stuff a little bit, when he was coming out with it. But after seeing how the season started and how it's going to be one of those you just kind of watch and you hope, but it's going to happen. So y'all really probably might beat us by 90 when we play. But it's all right. We're going to
pass by
90.
He's got a lot of talent on that bench, but I don't know what they're practicing because right now it's looking a little shady. But I tell you what. I'm thinking about invading that Kroger Field Stadium coming up here.
You ain't the only one.
I think it'll be
feeling a little bit better about my Cards, man. So hold that L with Kentucky football, Big Rig. I love y'all. Go Cards, as always.
I fell into when Milt got hired. I fell into DJ more than you, Samson. Gary, Gary, fire away.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Rig, I know I ain't called into the post game shows in a while. I'm sorry,
I've been a little busy,
but I wanted to make sure that I was here today to help you take your victory lap. So,
okay.
I wanted to make up for all my absences to help you take your victory lap. So, I wrote a little poem, U of L fans from you.
Okay.
It's not perfect, but I only had 20 minutes, but I think you guys will enjoy it.
Okay.
Lachlan McClain wrote a poem. Go ahead. Sorry. I don't want to even interrupt you with the Lachlan McClain being suspended in 84. WHAS. Go ahead, Gary.
Kenny Payne may have won those games, but he's not winning them now. UK got the number one name. U of L gets to scowl. I'll go U of L for your program in the dumps. Prepare for the New Year's Eve, little bum bump.
Yeah, Gary, that was good.
I appreciate it, Gary.
Thanks,
little
Gary.
Bump.
Little bum bumps.
Have a good one, guys.
Later, Gary.
See ya.
And I'll see you, Samson, in the winter circle sometime.
Oh, man.
I'll buy you a beer, or you'll buy me one, whichever comes first.
267-9680. Larry, fire away,
Larry.
On the take on ESPN 680. Larry.
I mean, clean cow. I mean, we struggled recruiting for a few years. Everybody got caught cheating. Now we're allowed to play players. Now we're getting players again. Just saying.
Back.
And Kenny Payne, great coaches make bad teams overachieve. Boy can't coach. That's all I got, Bo.
There we go. I like being called Bo. I kind of like that. That's a country thing.
It is a country thing.
Like, I feel like I need to be like from Madisonville or something like that.
Need some overalls.
Texas says Fanta looks like Jack in 15 years.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
That's exactly what Fanta looks like. You know what John Fanta looks like?
Probably.
You don't know what John Fanta looks like?
I don't think I do.
What's
he looks like me.
What are you doing here?
I didn't
here?
Know that.
Honestly, he looks like Jack's dad.
Oh, okay. Well, nice.
Or maybe not. Maybe like his older brother.
Like Jack's older brother. Like older brother he never had. Holy smokes.
Strebel.
I didn't know John Fanta looked like that.
Oh, Strebel.
I did it.
Yes, you did.
I promise I did it.
We talked about this for like 18 months.
Have we?
Jack, help me here.
We talked about it on air with him the last time we had Strebel. Him on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's bad.
Oh, so we got Luther then Paul.
Isn't Luther a terrorist?
He is.
All right, bring Luther on 267-9680 on the take on a Monday.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Luther?
I'm a big time terrorist. You bums on Floyd Street, you get no props for anything. You make me sick. Your dirty ass uniforms you had on Saturday made me sick. I don't give a damn that Kentucky lost because you still won't win in 2 weeks. Your bums won't win on the basketball court. Your bums can't recruit a player. Your bums got a coach that just wants to smile, and all he has is big blue on his mind. Suck that, you bums on Floyd Street. Booyah! Wait.
What'd he say?
He's late at the end, which is douchey.
Yeah,
the make me sick. It's that line that he always says.
Yes.
He goes to it, but it's like The Rock. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
It's a catchphrase.
Yeah, it gets people fired up.
Can you give me a hell yeah?
Yeah, can you give me a hell yeah?
Yeah, that's what it is. Right. Yes, absolutely. Luther's, you make me sick. Absolutely.
You make me sick.
You make me sick.
I don't know why it's that. Yeah. It's just he goes to immediately a uniform making him sick.
It's his trademark. That's exactly what
Louisville's
it is.
Defense, man, I don't know what's
it's
going
good.
On.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
It's really good. They were very good, especially the second
but
half.
But it's okay. Stoops had a heart-to-heart with Levis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Levis is like, yeah, my heart-to-heart is I'm not running the football at all for you, you
no,
bums.
I'm done.
No,
I ain't playing in the Reliant Quest Bowl or the Liberty Bowl. I ain't playing. Kaya Sharon, get out there. Destin Wade, get out there. It ain't going to be Will Levis.
Oh, man.
It shouldn't be Will Levis. It really shouldn't.
Oh, man. Yes, the Camden connection. Yes.
Yes, the Camden connection. Oh, they're just going off the hook. I mean, we got it all started.
We got to take a break.
It all started with Lance Ware, the game connection.
Texas says Gary's poem was worse than Cooper Hassan's sports centers. Man,
that's a pretty good text.
Texas says, "What the hell? I just tuned in. Are you guys taking calls?"
Yeah, 267-9680. It's DJ day.
Texas says Lou said I'm a big time terrorist. Yes,
of course he did. That's what he is. He calls it all the time. By the way, Wildcat Steve was a star. All weekend long.
Oh, didn't he call KSR?
He called KSR, and he told Max Duffy to shut up.
Oh, yeah, because Franklin had his wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what it was. They weren't on the post game, right, because they were at the wedding.
He
called in, and those guys didn't know how to handle, like, a caller who was just, you know.
Yeah, being like contrarian.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to do that. They don't get a lot of those callers before.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, Matt would know how to handle that.
Exactly.
He would battle. He would be ready to do that. But the other guys, I could see, be kind of stunned.
Yes, absolutely. When Wildcat Steve calls in and says it's not University of KSR, it's University of Kentucky, and tells Max Duffy to shut up.
I mean, he is also listening to their show.
He is.
He's also listening to their show.
Yes.
Like an hour and a half after the game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like deep into the night on a Friday night. Sorry, Wildcat Steve. You're listening to them.
You are. Yes.
Okay? So if you want to
Steve just called in.
Who's up? Give me James. We'll take two more, and then we'll get to Branham. And I'm fine with just mixing in calls today.
Yes.
James, go ahead. Fire away.
I'm confused, guys. I'm confused. I thought they was a football school.
Yeah. So did Mark Stoops.
I'm confused, dude. Hey, wait a minute. Hang on. I'm really confused. Before the season started, we were told that you all were a football school. Now today, where y'all? Does the football team play tomorrow too? When did y'all start playing on Tuesdays?
Don't try to change the argument. Don't try to take the argument.
James, we talk Kentucky. We crush Kentucky football all the time.
I sided with Cal.
I said Scangarello should be fired.
I sided with Cal.
It's hilarious. Today Kentucky is a basketball school today. Who would have thought it? I can't believe it.
What are you? What are you?
Well, I am a Louisville fan.
Oh, yeah, but what school are you? I'm just wondering.
Football or basketball?
Name your offensive line.
I mean, I'm both, guys. I'm a Louisville fan.
What's the name of your offensive line?
The name of my offensive line?
Yeah. Like what
the
are the
big
like
blue wall, baby, that can't block for nobody.
What are their names?
What do you mean their names?
On the names of your offensive line. That's what I thought. See you, James. Appreciate it. You don't know your offensive line, you bum. You don't know your offensive line, do you? Name two of them.
Before we get to Wildcat Steve, real quick, I had someone else call in, and I told that we were going to go to Brandon and call back later, but he gave me a quick message. He goes, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Lachlan McQueen sucks. I hope his horse turns to glue."
What's wrong with people? That's hilarious.
Jack's like, I gotta get that on the air.
I gotta say this.
How do people think it's something? All right, Wildcat
One more Steve. Wildcat Steve, yep. Then we'll take a short break. We'll get to Travis Branham.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, Wildcat Steve. What's up, brother?
All this DJ Wagner talk is all right and everything, but I'm just, how's that affect how many minutes Reed Shepard's going to get next year?
It's a great question.
It's a great question, Steve.
Thank you, Wildcat Steve. How does this affect Reed Shepard? We'll talk with Travis Branham about it next.